Chapter 1. Baseball breaks your heart. It is designed to break your heart. The game begins in spring, when everything else begins again, and it blossoms in the summer, filling the afternoons and evenings, and then as soon as the chill rains come, it stops and leaves you to face the fall alone. A. Bartlett Giamatti. A crack of the bat. The sound punctuated Rowdy Blanton's life, permeated everything, seeped into his dreams. From sandlot ball and knee-high Johnson grass in his hometown of Stardust, Texas, to luxurious Major League diamonds, a crack of the bat spelled freedom. Freedom from boring classrooms where he struggled to read. From the empty belly that kept him awake nights, from watching his father wither and die. Freedom from pain. The crack of a bat carried him from poverty to the pinnacle of success and all the nice things that money could buy. He had arrived, believing his lofty perch would finally ease his suffering. His head throbbed. Tequila hangover. He squeezed his eyelids shut. His belly ached. Kobe beef hangover. He clenched his teeth. His left shoulder burned. Oh, God, his pitching arm! He winced, groaned. For one sweet, fuzzy moment, he had forgotten about his ruined pitching arm. A wet tongue licked his cheek. He put his elbow over his face, blocking the amorous kiss. Undaunted, the persistent tongue laved his chin. Was it the blonde from last night's Cinco de Mayo party, or the redhead? Might even be the brunette. She'd pawed him like a kitty at catnip. No, couldn't be. He'd sent them all home. Ever since that devastating night, he always sent them home. He should be alone. But obviously, someone had lingered, taking advantage of his tequila-soaked brain. Ugh! The hot, wet tongue slurped across his mouth. Sloppy kisser. Which one shared his bed? Blonde? Redhead? Brunette? Someone else entirely? Sun warmed his face. The smell of chlorine burned his nose. A plush cushion covered the thin metal frame beneath his body. No, not his bed. Patio lounger. Poolside. Who was he going to have to face, cook breakfast for, walk to her car, kiss goodbye, and never see again? Terrific. He might as well get it over with. As much as he hated pain, he wasn't a coward. Dreading what he would find, Rowdy held his breath, opened one eye, and saw Nolan Ryan. Thank God. The old boy sat on his haunches, tail wagging, staring at Rowdy with love and concern shining in his big brown eyes. At the sight of his bloodhound, the throbbing ebbed. His stomach settled, and a helpless smile overtook his face. He scooted onto his side and patted a spot beside him. It took the bloodhound a minute to position his aging legs, but he managed the short hop onto the lounger. Rowdy wrapped his arms around his dog, hugged him tight, buried his nose in Nolan's fur, and for one brief moment felt no pain. He closed his eyes, drifted back to sleep. Found baseball again. Found the lost dream. Touched peace. The seventh inning stretch. Blue skies. Balmy weather. Take me out to the ball game. Hot dogs, roasted peanuts, beer, pretzels, dot races. The familiar feel of a leather glove against his right palm. The ball, weighted in his left hand. 216 stitches on a Major League Baseball sewn in red cotton thread. This was his whole world, his life, the ball, the diamond, the game, a crack of the bat.